Yeah, Mark Marlis, Sears Mont. I've been on the internet for 2 days, and I can't find another system that doesn't recirculate everything, and nobody is discharging. My question about the discharging is, you're discharging right into the same body of water you're sourcing water from, and if this was a science school, they'd throw you out on your ear. And I just can't see. We have free-range fish out there. We don't feel we want to feed them your discharge. Thank you.
What is your question?
What are you going to do with the discharge and not give it to us? Thank you.
Yeah. So always when we do these things, an important part is of an environmental study is to look at the best dispersion points in terms of currents. So we, of course, never put our intake next to our discharge. That's a bad idea in general. So that's going to be a part of the study that we do. In any situation, we would always look for the discharge to be in an area with a current that disperses it quickly and it comes in that very quickly. But again, there's no harmful chemicals or medicines in this. It's a greatly reduced nutrient level. So if you want to produce fish in this region, you cannot find a cleaner way of doing it in the current market today. And as far as what you remove, it's really up to the producer what they want to remove. All the technology is there. It's a matter of they're willing to invest in it. For us, it's a matter of our branding and how we want the product to be perceived, where the sustainability part is a really important part of how we want to be perceived in the market. So we're choosing to invest in technologies to do that.
My question is about what are the technologies that you'll be using to remove the nutrients?
I did touch upon that briefly. Part of it is bacterial reduction. So what we do is we recirculate water through bacterial biofilters a number of times, more than most or many facilities do. So that has reduced, for example, your nitrogen quite a bit. We also use a special type of flocculants that bind a lot of different types of particles, also bacteria and virus. We are the first company actually using this flocculant. It's been developed in cooperation with research institutions. So there's a multi-step reduction process that's happening. As far as phosphorus is concerned, there are a number of technologies available in the market that do this today. Many different industries use this. So there's a number of options for us to use in terms of that also. So it's a multi-step process involved in that. Did that answer your question?
So bacterial and flocculant for your treatment technologies?
Yes, biofilters are basically populated with bacteria. So the bacteria film grows on the small material that floats around in the biosystem all the time. And they consume, for example, nitrogen. So that's naturally removed from the system.
How important is it that you either process the fish in Belfast or don't process the fish in Belfast?
Okay. I didn't see who spoke, but I'm going to try and answer the question anyways. What we will be doing for sure is to gut the fish. We have not taken a decision yet in terms of further processing. That's a question I'm also looking at. Are there businesses in the Maine we should be working with, to collaborate with? Of course, if we do, for example, move into further into processing on the Belfast site, that will mean more jobs than we are currently seeing anyway, because that's more job intensive. So there's the option of doing it here, we're finding a good partner in Maine that wants to work with us, and we want to work with them. And we don't know yet, because we haven't started that process looking into that.
When I heard about the water situation, I wonder if Keith or somebody could answer, compared to what we used in the poultry processing, what would it be here? Now, just say, for instance, they found no water whatsoever on their property down there. We could still supply them?
Dana, I have a handout out there, and I apologize for not getting you here further. We have a 50-year history of water production here in Belfast. And, for example, from 1969 to 1979, when Maplewood, Penobscot, and Stinson Seafood was open, We produce 536 million gallons a year out of those two wells that we presently have now. Maplewood closed. That dropped 85 million gallons in 1980. 1987, we did 451 million gallons. Penobscot closed. That dropped another 155 million gallons. And so on. We get down to 2017 last year. The two wells produced 200 million gallons of water. The last 17-year average, the wells have produced 234 million gallons. So Belfast has plenty of capacity. We have agreed with Nordic Aquafines for 100 million gallons. So if you add that to the 200 million that we've presently produced, we're up to 300. They have asked for up to 262 million gallons, which would put us at about 462 million gallons. So the capacity is there. The wells have a rich history of doing it for many decades before, so Belfast is very fortunate that way.
Thank you.
What happens to the fish when the power goes out?
That's one of the first things I learned here, man. The power does go out once in a while. Well, then it goes dark, doesn't it? All these systems have backup systems. So they kick in after about 20, 30 seconds if the power goes out. And they can basically run for days if necessary. So everything, oxygen supply, power, everything has backup systems. Always.
Hi, Eric. So I've done some studying on this, and I was in Norway last August, and I actually ate some sea run trout, which were very delicious. And overlooking the whole thing, with an open mind, just listen to you and listen to the whole thing. What strikes me is that you have developed, this is the question coming, please don't interrupt me, Joe. The question here is you have a permitted facility already in Norway that's not as big as this. It's a quarter of the size, perhaps. And your permits are in place, I presume. And your supplier feedstocks are in place. So this whole system is in place in Norway. But I find that the information forthcoming to my community, which is based on real sustainability, is an inadequate presentation tonight. And I urge you to, before you come back before us, to have actual numbers of tons of phosphorus and organic matter discharge into the bay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because I'm gonna keep an open mind and use the word organic. And I've been an organic farmer since I was in my early 20s, and I'm a member of OFCA for 40 years. So we want to know the details and the economics. Please.
Sure. I can just comment that. Absolutely. All this will be transparent no matter what, because it's a part of the application process. So for our case right now, the situation is we signed an agreement 3 weeks ago. So we're going to be transparent. You just have to be a little bit patient with us. We have some planning to do. So we're going to come back to you. So what I'm trying to give you today is some indications of what the principles are and the direction of this, and then we have some engineering work to do. And dimensioning, we still have to do some dimensioning in terms of the property and the water sources to see what we actually can produce on this site. So we think we know what we can produce, but that needs to be verified. So once we have that, we're going to be transparent about it. But we want to be sure about what we present you before we put figures on the table. That's important for us. So please bear with us, and we'll get back to you on these things for the whole community.